title of my message is, Are You Rejecting the Third Person in the Trinity of the Godhead? My opening scripture can be found in Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 11. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. This passage of Scripture is very clear that, number one, if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. And, number two, it's the Spirit that dwelleth in you that will quicken your mortal bodies. The word dwell is used three times in this Scripture passage. And as you know, that every word is important in understanding the Scriptures. So dwell means to live or stay as a permanent resident, to reside. It's clear that the Holy Spirit needs to dwell in us. He needs to reside in our vessel of clay. But he can't do that unless we receive him. Just think, God sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins so that we can have the Holy Spirit inside of us. What an honor and a privilege to have the Holy Ghost living and dwelling on the inside of you. But how many Christians fail to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost after they receive salvation? Child of God, have you received the Holy Ghost since you gave your heart to the Lord? If you haven't, then the question is, why? Is it because that you don't know about the Holy Ghost baptism? In Acts chapter 19, verse 2, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Those disciples had not heard about the gift of the Holy Ghost. They only knew the baptism unto repentance that John the Baptist preached. But even John the Baptist let the people know that there was going to be more to come. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Yes, those disciples were ignorant of the knowledge of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But when Paul explained it to them, they accepted and received. There are many preachers today who are neglecting to preach the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that is very dangerous. They are robbing their congregation of the Spirit of God, who was sent to be our teacher and our guide, and to comfort us in our time of need. The Holy Ghost is the one that will change us when the rapture takes place. If you have been ignorant about the importance of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then it's time for you to realize that without him, you will be left behind in the tribulation period. That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants you to think that receiving the Holy Ghost is an option, that it's not necessary. The devil wants you to think that when you get saved, you automatically have the Holy Ghost, and there's nothing more to do. But if that was the case, why would Paul have asked the disciples that he met at Ephesus if they had received the Holy Ghost since the time that they became believers? The devil wants people to be ignorant about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because he knows if he can get you to get left behind when the rapture takes place, that your chances are that you'll probably take the mark of the beast. When you love the Lord, you will want to please him in all things, and you can't please him if you're rejecting the third person of the Trinity of the Godhead. If you are ignorant about the Holy Ghost baptism, then it's time to reach out in faith and receive him, knowing that he is ready to come in if you are living holy and righteous. Is your heart in the right condition to receive? I spent the majority of my adult life ignorant about the things of God. I didn't receive my true born-again experience until I was in my 40s. I thought I knew what it would take to get to heaven. I thought I was okay, even though I was an all-out sinner. What I thought didn't matter if it didn't match up with the Word, the Bible. If I would have died in my sins, I would have woke up in burning hell for all time and eternity. Being introduced to this Jesus ministry was a life-changing and soul-changing experience because the truth was being preached. Reverend Angie never held back from the fact that Jesus commanded the disciples in Acts chapter 1 to remain in Jerusalem until they received the promise of the Father, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But why do some Christians feel they don't need the Holy Ghost after they receive salvation? Why are they content not to have the third person of the Trinity, of the Godhead, living and dwelling on the inside of them? If you haven't received him yet, what is your excuse? Is it because of fear? You don't know what to expect and you're afraid to seek for him? Is it because maybe you're just lazy and you don't want to put the time in to praise the Lord with your whole heart? You'd rather be doing something else. Are you self-conscious and you don't want to come down to the altar? You're concerned what other people will think because you don't have the Holy Ghost. Or are you just plain ignorant and think that you'll be fine without the Holy Ghost? That as long as you have salvation, everything will be okay. You might be fine for now, but eventually when the devil comes against you, you won't have the Holy Ghost living and dwelling on the inside of you to help you, guide, and direct you. And you will have the lack of knowledge to fight him. Like I said before, the Holy Ghost is our teacher and our guide. And it's through his guidance that we overcome the devil and his schemes. It's through the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost that miracles and healings take place. Now, I know some people claim that the Holy Ghost power is just for Bible days. We know that's not true because we see miracles in our services. We see the manifestation of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. So it's obvious that Christians who do not believe in the power of the Holy Ghost is for today are misinformed. The Holy Ghost is a promise from the Lord available to each one of us as long as we meet the condition. On the day of Pentecost, about 120 disciples gathered together in the upper room, and they tarried until the Holy Ghost fell upon them, and they spoke in different languages. When the word spread throughout Jerusalem about what was happening, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven who were dwelling in Jerusalem at the time. And they went to see what was going on, and they were amazed at what they heard. Every man heard their own language being spoken, and they knew this was unusual because they were Galileans. They were amazed and wondered, what was this meaning? But others mocked and thought the disciples were drunk. Peter stood up before the crowd of people and preached them the truth. He didn't hold back on anything. He gave them the word that was spoken by the prophet Joel, how God said that in the last days he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He preached to them how they were responsible for the crucifixion of Christ because they were ignorant and unbelief. The Holy Ghost conviction fell upon them, and they wanted to know what they should do. Peter answered them in Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The Lord called you to receive salvation, and you answered the call. And just like receiving salvation, you had to meet the condition of repenting of your sins and asking Jesus Christ into your heart. And with the Holy Ghost, you have to meet the condition of being blood washed, meaning you have Jesus Christ in your heart, so that you become a candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will only come into a vessel that is holy. Some people think that as long as they believe in Jesus, that they can do whatever they want with their body, that they can smoke, drink, have sex outside of marriage, live unholy and unclean lives. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, "What? Ye know not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" We are not our own. We belong to the Lord when we give our heart to Him. And He wants every child of God to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's really not that complicated. You had the faith to believe in Jesus Christ, that He would come into your heart, right? All you have to do is use your faith to believe in the Holy Ghost, that He will come into your holy temple as you praise Him. In fact, the Holy Ghost wants to come into your holy temple to make Himself so real to you, just like Jesus made Himself real to you when you accepted Him into your heart. So many people want the reality of God, and they want the reality of Jesus. But for some reason, they don't want the reality of the Holy Ghost. We should all want more power from on high. And that power is the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost baptism is power to serve the Lord more fully after you receive the born-again experience. Jesus knew the importance of the power of the Holy Ghost. And when He was getting ready to ascend back into heaven, He wanted to make sure the people understood the importance of the Holy Ghost. And when the people were all assembled together, He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. He told them, "For ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Jesus knows the importance of the Holy Ghost, and that He didn't start His Jesus ministry until He received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus came to earth as the Son of Man, and He is our example. And we need to realize that we need the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus commanded the people to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because Jesus knew how important it was. Jesus knew it was important for the people to receive the Holy Ghost before they became witnesses. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." After Jesus says this, He leaves this earth and ascends into heaven. Think about it. Out of all the things that Jesus could tell the people, He tells them to receive the power from on high. The Holy Ghost will come in upon you. And then after that, go out and tell people about Jesus. That's what the disciples did. Even Mary, Jesus' mother, realized the importance of the Holy Ghost. They went to the upper room, and there was about 120 of them, and they were all in one accord, in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon them. And then they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. The initial evidence of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost speaking through you. As you yield to the Holy Ghost, by praising Him, the Holy Ghost will take over your tongue and speak in a heavenly language, just like He did for the 120 in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. I've heard people say that they have the Holy Ghost, but He doesn't speak through them. The devil wants to fool those people by having them think that they have the Holy Ghost, but they really don't. He will make them think that their conscience is the Holy Ghost. The true Holy Ghost will speak through you in a heavenly language like He did at the upper room. Why wouldn't everybody want that upper room experience? We should all want that no-so-dose, so to speak, because that no-so-dose gives you the reality of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost comes into your holy vessel and takes over your tongue and speaks through you in a heavenly language, your life will change just like the disciples' lives changed. The Holy Ghost made a difference in the disciples' lives. Jesus knew that the Holy Ghost would make the difference in the disciples' lives, and that's why it was expedient for Him to go away. That's why Jesus commanded the disciples to receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus knew that the Holy Ghost needed to be in the disciples' lives so that the disciples could let the Holy Spirit direct them and that the fruits of the Spirit would flow through the disciples. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." The Holy Spirit will give us each one of these fruits, but it's up to us to let those fruits manifest in our lives. Even though we have these fruits in our lives, we are still going to go through trials and valleys, but the Holy Spirit will be there with us. We just have to pull down on God and let the Holy Spirit guide us. When you have the Holy Spirit in you, He will make intercessions for you with heaven. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." The Holy Spirit wants to comfort us in our time of need. And He also wants to give us strength to walk through any valley that we need to walk through. As we yield to the Holy Spirit, He will increase our relationship with the Godhead. Look at it this way. When Jesus was here on earth, the disciples had a relationship with Jesus for about 3 years. But after Jesus ascended into heaven, their relationship with Jesus grew stronger through the Holy Ghost. If you want a strong relationship with the Godhead, then you have to be sensitive to the Spirit. If you are struggling in life, it's the Holy Ghost that will comfort you. In John chapter 14, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Everything that is said to us in the Bible, the Holy Spirit can bring to remembrance. The Holy Ghost will give us the words to say to win souls. He will testify through us about Jesus. In John chapter 15, verse 26, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He," meaning the Holy Spirit, "shall testify of me," meaning Jesus. The whole purpose of the Great Commission is for the Holy Ghost to testify of Jesus through each one of us. But how is that going to happen if you do not have the Holy Spirit? Before you can receive the Holy Spirit, you must receive Jesus Christ into your heart. I'd like to give you that opportunity right now to ask Jesus into your heart. Pray with me and say, "Oh God, save my soul. Forgive me for my sins. But I have come home to serve you the rest of my life. And I believe that the blood of Jesus washes away all of my sins. Come into my heart, Jesus. Come on in, Jesus. Amen." If you meant that prayer, you have Jesus Christ in your heart. You have the healer. It doesn't matter what sickness or disease is in your body. God made you. He can heal you. At this time, those of you that are listening, I'd like you to put your hand on your listening device. And those of you that are watching, put your hand against my hand on the television screen. The Bible says that believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I am a believer. Lord, Heavenly Father, you know what their need is. Break their bondage and set them free. We curse every sickness, every disease in their body. Heal in the holy blood name of Jesus. Heal in the holy blood name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Friend, look for every sign of improvement and always give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. And write to us and let us know how you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. You can let us know through Facebook. You can also email us, or you can just send us a letter. Like I said, we'd love to hear from you. But friend, now I'd like to encourage you. You heard this message. You need the Holy Ghost. And if you are blood washed, you are a candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's very important for you to receive the Holy Ghost. Because if the rapture takes place and you do not have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to go up. You're going to be stuck in the tribulation period. So at this time, I want you just to say glory, one glory right after another. And as you're saying these glories, just think on Jesus. Just keep on praising Jesus by saying these glories. And I'm going to call down this great anointing upon you for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, Heavenly Father, I call down this great anointing upon the people. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. And keep on praising him until he comes on in. And God bless you.